Now let's turn to House District 24, where Berta Gardner is the incumbent Democrat and Uwe Kolenka is the Republican challenger. Welcome to you both, and thank you for joining us. Let's get right to it with Representative Gardner. Your opening statement, please.
Thank you very much, Mike. This is a wonderful forum, and I appreciate that you do it. I've served in this seat for 4 years now. I'm running for the third time around. I've lived in the district 16 years, raised my children, run small businesses, and I know the district very, very well. This is a terrific state. It's a great place to be, and we have lots of opportunity and also some challenges before us. I think in particular that we need to focus on education. I'm worried about at-risk students. I'm worried about our graduation rate. I'm worried about the fact that we have not done enough for vocational and technical education. Our university has work to do also. I think that education ties into our economy and to energy, all of it. And what we need to do is have a community and a society here in this state that provides opportunity for all children, and as they grow up, provides employment opportunity with jobs that allow for safe housing and place for our families to come back and thrive.
Thank you. Uwe Kolenka.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Uwe Kolenka, and I lived in our district for 23 years and in Alaska for almost 40. I love our state, and I want to give back to this great land by serving you in the legislature. The past few months, I worn out a pair of shoes walking neighborhoods. I enjoyed meeting many of you, renewing old contacts, and hearing your concerns. Higher energy costs, higher property taxes, Lake Otis and Tudor, concerns about Alaska's economy and our gasland is what I'm hearing. I strongly believe I can do a better job in Juneau representing you and obtain the best possible value for you out of state government services. The average citizen is too often taken to the cleaners by greedy special interests, manipulating the political process to reward themselves at the expense of everyone. I have and will continue to oppose them and leave more money in your wallet.
Thank you, sir. It's your opportunity to ask the incumbent a question.
Yes. Thank you. Mrs. Gardner, you support this legislation wanted by union leaders that would end an employee's right to secret vote when they chose a union. You have received heavy financial backing from union leadership. Why are you going against the interest of union members, 75% of whom do not want to have their choice of a union be known by their employer or shop steward that would coerce their vote?
Mr. Kolenka, I'm very, very proud to have the support of working men and women from across the state of Alaska, and I'm supported by public safety workers, by firefighters, by real estate licensees, by Chugach employees, GCI employees, nurses, teachers, and educators, and I'm very proud of that. We have a state that we strive to provide opportunity for every worker and an opportunity for an employment that gives health benefits, that gives retirement opportunities, and safe working condition with good training. I do not apologize for any of my votes for working Alaskans.
Mr. Kolenka.
Mrs. Gardner, the ability to cast a private ballot in election is a fundamental cherished right in our democracy. Former Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, normally an ally of organized labor, is out right now campaigning across the country against this high-priority effort by the National Democratic Party and labor union manager. McGovern is very concerned and has called this proposal a disturbing and undemocratic overreach not in the interest of either management or labor. This is an example of how you are out of step with our district, and it looks like a favor to special interests that have financed all of your election campaigns. By the way, I don't think any legislature should take money from state employee union as you have unless they recuse themselves from voting on their labor contracts. It's a clear conflict of interest.
Mr. Kalenka, I think I have as many individual donations from people who live in my district as any House candidate in this state. I'm very proud of the diversity of support that I have from my district, and I'm proud of my reputation for looking at both sides of every issue, for asking questions, and doing my own research on every issue before I take a vote. That's my commitment to my district, and that is what I do always.
And your question for Mr. Kalenka, Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Kalenka, 4 years ago when I first ran, lots of people, when I walked in the district, were talking about their concerns about Lake Otis and Tudor intersection. It was the worst intersection in the state. The fix is multi-pronged and well underway. The Elmore Road extension, which is now open, gives traffic moving north and south or from South Anchorage over to the east side of Anchorage a way to avoid Lake Otis and Tudor. The Dowling Road extension, which will connect Lake Otis and Bregaw, again giving an east-west route for motorists to avoid Lake Otis and Tudor, is under construction. 48th Avenue, which will be renamed Martin Luther King, is planned and funded, and that's going to extend from the new Elmore Road to Boniface, another east-west route that avoids Lake Otis and Tudor. And I don't know about you, but as I drive through that intersection, I can see that it already is better. Additionally, there is a plan in place and funded and out for bid that allows dual left turn lanes all around at every part of the intersection. So my question is, and the construction will be next year, are you unaware of all the fixes for Lake Otis and Tudor, or is there something else that you mean when you say in your literature, fix Lake Otis and Tudor?
Thank you for the question, ma'am. Lake Otis and Tudor has been an open sore for many, many years. The things that you are addressing with Elmore and the other alternatives, Dowling, etc., they are needed for the future just as it is needed to fix Lake Otis and Tudor. Lake Otis and Tudor still is a bottleneck. It has been a bottleneck for years, and it needs to be fixed. Now, this continuous bickering between the local government and state government has to cease. This needs to be just plainly fixed because the people want it fixed.
Representative Gardner, you have a minute for rebuttal.
Thank you. I'd just like to tell the people of the district, not a single person of whom mentioned it as I walked the district this year, that they know the fix is on the way and can see with their own life and experience that the intersection is moving much better. But the important point here is to listen to constituents, to walk the district, to be available, to be open, to ask questions, and to be responsive. And that is always my intention and my goal. And I encourage people to contact me at any time with their questions or concerns.
Mr. Kalenka, do you have a rebuttal, a final thought?
Well,
on this issue?
There has been a lot of talk, and talk is, of course, cheap. It's action that speaks louder than words. And what I hear when I go through that area and knock on doors, the first thing or the second thing is either Lake Otis and Tudor or energy costs. And to me, it's unconscionable that this problem has not been fixed to this time.
Okay, we have time for only one question, and that is, my question is going to be here, with the price of oil having fallen in half per barrel, what are the consequences for the budget? Representative Gardner.
Okay, thank you very much. I had some discussion here this evening about where the budget is fixed, and because it's a net profits tax, we don't know how much oil is going to be produced every year. We don't know exactly. But the important thing is that we have saved $5 billion from last year, and we have other funds in the Constitutional Budget Reserve. We certainly need to be wise and prudent in making our spending decisions. That's true no matter what the price of oil is and how much money we have available. So that is always our goal and our opportunity. We have resources available to us, and I believe that energy costs will not fall to a very troubling rate for Alaska. We own a huge amount of a resource that the world wants and the nation wants.
Thank you. Mr. Kalenka, 30 seconds, no more.
Energy costs are driving basically the state of Alaska. It's funding 80% of government services. The high cost of energy was the barrel of oil was up to $147. Now it's below $70. That becomes problematic for the simple reason the budget has been based on approximately $84 a barrel. We do not have a long-term financial plan. That in itself is extremely problematic.
Okay, Representative Gardner, 1 minute or less for a closing statement.
Thank you. I think there are three things we need to work on in this state. Education is a big one. The economy, we need to have value added for our resources. Currently, we've been too far focused on an extraction system, and we need to make sure that we do everything we can that, so that the resources that leave our state are doing so with increased value to the state and increased employment opportunities. Fuel and a workforce development are also keys to the economy. We need to make sure that our energy is achievable and such that it invites other companies into the state to do business, to provide employment for our state. And I very much would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kalinka, you have 1 minute or less, sir.
Thank you. Now you have heard from both sides. If you don't have a problem with 40% of our kids not graduating from high school, if you don't think our property taxes are too high, and if you are okay with the drastic increase in energy cost, then vote for my opponent. However, if you want to see real positive changes, then please vote for me. My walking of the district tells me that the vast majority of District 24 voters want better value from government than what they are getting. My opponent is gracious and likable, but her record is out of step with the philosophy of our district. She recently supported the so-called Clean Election Measure 3 that would have government paying for politicians' campaigns. Our district rightly said no to that, almost 2-1. I do have real-life experience, the persistence and tenacity to get things done. I can do it, and I'm sure you will like the change. Thank you. Please vote for me. I'm Uwe Kalinka.
Thank you very much, both of you.